The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've been sharing ideas for how to keep kids learning in the summer so they don't fall prey to the dreaded brain drain.
Yes, experts tell us that kids who don't engage in summer learning lose the equivalent of 2 months worth of grade level math and reading skills. Not great. One of the things I do to make sure we're intentional in the summer is to write out a weekly schedule for my daughter and me. A schedule helps give her summer some structure.
So do you pencil in the learning time too?
Yep. And since I work from home, I schedule time to do my job too, and for her to be working on her math or reading. I buy these, they're called summer bridge books every year, and that gives her something to work on. You can buy them at Amazon or at the local bookstore. They're basically bridging workbooks that cover math, language arts, science, and when for kids who are in between two school grades.
Cool. Well, I know the Fayetteville Public Library and other local libraries have summer reading programs, which can help kids stay interested in books over the summer. And kids can win prizes when they read a certain number of books, which turns it into a game.
Yeah.
Little positive reinforcement never hurts.
That is true. And outings to places like Crystal Bridges Museum can expand their minds too. Bonus if you hike on the beautiful trails there, which also sneaks in some summer exercise.
Yep, it's too easy for kids to veg out in front of the TV in the summer and get zero exercise or learning. For more ideas for how to keep your kids engaged over the summer, visit our website at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.